Now, as part of training intended to be absorbed deeply into your brain, and therefore being presented when you're tranced as best you can, in some way in an altered state to reinforce, that's the plan to get this as deep inside as you'd like it to be. So be in an appropriate state, but count on a little assist from me. Follow these attractive words. Follow this allure. I'll use imagery I believe will tempt you into wanting to be the way you've asked me to shape you, but I know some conditioning may need to take hold. You may need time and space to be absorbed and to absorb. So listen, follow, learn, and obey. Some dominant chastity enforcement is on the menu for you today. If you need a pause, you know you can think yellow and pause the track and find that your hands will move, even if you previously felt you were bound in a bind deep inside. Well, this time you're able to keep pace a different way. You are able to plan to let the chastity stay on you, even when you feel like maybe you need to rub or touch. You may find this trance is here as a reinforcement. Find that if you try to move your hands, they grow heavier and heavier still. An appropriate test of if you're deep enough is if you touch on your own when I tell you don't touch the whole way through. No matter what imagery starts to take over you, if you do feel hot, gone, caught under the thumb in the palm of my hand, made more pliable, made easier to cause to surrender on demand if you're only climaxing as a way to make your mind completely gone and muzzy fuzzy. Like I said, bound. Are you in a bind, sweetie? So we're going to correct you away from the possibility of pleasure. And if you have a way of ensuring you're as deep as possible now, because I'm going to speak to your mind authoritatively about a chaste existence that may leave you device-bound, wanton, invested completely in serving a dominant's interests through dominantly delivering that intent, locking yourself, shocking yourself with how eager you are to lock yourself, cock-locking yourself away eagerly, serving, warranted by me, but the service doesn't have to be to me, the service can be anywhere, anywhere that you dare to serve. Through holding back and letting yourself get what you deserve, which is to get to dedicate. Dedicate the held back, unmasturbated wantonness that serves another's interests. How eager can you be to get true satisfaction, true climax as a reward? Gives something powerful that can be wielded against your submissive form. If you're not deep enough, I guess you can touch. But climax is banned, and don't touch too much. Your training to maybe end up in a device is an act of dedication. Your brain is exploring in that open way that trance has of opening the conversation. Do you want that? Could you want that? Please part your hands, let them rest in your lap or by your sides. I'll help you slide, like I said. I'm here to be helpful with these words of mine, provoking you about your pleasure. Seeing how devoted your mind is to considering, giving over, control to climax, the keys to your bondage. Touching, enacting that bound thing, that feeling you're locked away. But today you're allowed to play. All we're going to do is teach you some rules of behavior. Lock them into your brain so they can be used if you tell them to by someone that you let rule over. Let dominate and restrain you, enforcing the right word, the right thought, the desire to be caught so you can be taught, or punished indeed. Only works with certain things, but restraint of a need gives a potent reward for obeying the rules. So we bind rules up adjacent to chastity in you, leaving a hole to be filled by the one who dominates, controls, and moves through with puppet strings, deprived of pleasure, though. Is a potent resource, so we draw on it now. Sets of nerve endings, one set for ordinary pleasure, and one for service, which is better than sex. Service much better than sex, giving pleasure. Serving to put out far more than you would take before you will have had your fill. So we just don't worry about your fill, and we instill the conditioning that what's between your legs is less important than what you can give, than what you can beg, than what's between your ears, dear, any erogenous zone, really any stimulation, covered, coveted, cut off from every other place except inside, bouncing around your mind like a lover's touch. Someone who let caress you gets to caress you till it's too much. You climax normally when you're anywhere except here with me in this kind of context. Maybe even some of my other words put you out of this bind and into another, which is that you'll blow at the behest of your lover or some of my files too, maybe. Only you know what's real and going on below, but you know there's so much of your mind that can drop for me and let these suggestions of mine lodge in your mind and place you in a services better than sex state of chaste servitude. In the background, those second set of nerves, pleasure systems, libido, but they're just so insidiously submissive that they're built to serve. No regard for climax, nothing so basic. This is outer course. This is deep intellectual pleasure from service, of course. You know your nerves jump and spark at the idea of it, being made for it, consumed in something so alluring it would surely draw attractive, alluring people to it. Your absolute service, that is, bound to be a hit, your untenable, limp, blank mind. Knotted into the expanse, still in that bound-up bind. Rubbing against pleasure isn't enough. There's nothing to get you out of the chastity but direct transgression, hot stuff. Don't you want to hold it for me? Or hold it for anyone that you get to serve? The privilege of service. Service is better than sex. You love serving. Serving your beloved. Under, and you haven't seen anything in your mind, melting as it is, yet. Do it. Do it for service. Do it as a submissive act of tribute. Let yourself think. Belt on. Click. The idea of a simple, chaste service, but if your belt is on and it's going to feel so tight. Since your mind complies with no fight, you let your thoughts go away. Turn off the light inside your head. You obey. Belt on. That instruction. First and foremost, rule one, belt on, whether it's physical or just your mind saying, now that means no touching. Now it seems limp and waiting, chaste and obedient, belt on, space between your legs, lacks any vector for you to stimulate until you beg. When you're told belt on, when domination's in play, all your beloved's caress, everything you need to obey, could leave you on hands and knees. Or lay you out on your back, otherwise open you up to stimulation, open a crack in your thoughts and defenses where it doesn't need to be hypnotic and weave around your mind. Mesmerization isn't required when you're told belt on and you need to obey. Perhaps only as a way to get the climax that you want that waits on the other side of your beloved say-so. Stimulation on your body feels better and better, you know. Better and better, a potent desire for your lover to grasp you tight and go into your mind. Open it up to the delight that comes from being in that particular bind. Chased and puppeted, quieted in every erogenous response unless it comes from that touch. The authorized touch of a dominant force who can touch you too much as well. Your orgasms open as a matter of course to someone you trust. To cast that particular spell over your mind that you know makes you drop deep. Your lover's desire, belt on or belt off. Those orders are sacrosanct first and foremost, quaking with need to comply almost. If a belt isn't on, make one in your mind. Imagine those muscles at the base growing weak, letting you be in a bind where that quaking need shivers out all the tightness, all the heat, left far behind, it's limp and loose as a rag doll like your tranced mind. Belt on means that, belt off means you get to fuck. That's like a stud being given the signal in every memory of stud stuff. When the belt is off, you get to be hard. Belt is off, you get to be hot. When the belt is off, the game is on. Your hands between your legs, getting you long and hard and gone. That's you, and that's long gone. Suspension for as long as you want to. That way, all along. Wouldn't it be exciting, entertaining, see yourself stimulating yourself, not even thinking? Because the belt is on. It's sinking in that the belt is on. Commands issued by your beloved. Throng on your mind. Train your mind. Find your mind. When the belt is on, you're bound up. When you're bound up, you know you're hot stuff. That means there's attention on you. That means it matters whether you release. Isn't that so much more interesting, more potent than the situation before? Your lover's behest becoming more than your own desperate ache. As you're touched in a way that makes the rules more real in your mind. Touch down there and finding belt on, no reason to touch at all, nothing you would long for, no stimulation, just a flat expanse like a doll. And that might be sexy in its own right, pleasurable for now. Until all you feel is belt off, hands pumping. Somehow your heart again, your own hands going down pumping. Cause belt off means it's time for you to be a hard stud. Your lover's behest for you to give what you can. Flood of endorphins and a flood of flow to your firm erection in hand. Engendered behind the command by the touch. The order, the belt is off and now you're big, hard. Erect, you can give all the pleasure you're told to, give everything between your legs, gasping, groaning, sweating, aching, ascent toward climax. That will be your reward. You know it exists, you get it often enough, your lover's touch, your lover's command, the demand that it's accompanied by pleasure and arousal now belt on. You're limp and that demand is gone, now you're a nice and peaceful, docile servant, complacent and compliant. You deserve it. Emphasis on how powerless you would be to push any pleasure away when it's what you want to be. You want to be useful and on display with that second set of pleasure nerves, just as strong as the first, just working differently. The pleasure sensors and the senses inside that say, serving is for me. Serving is better than sex. Gently titillated yet, find yourself experiencing nothing but pleasure, only pleasure and discomfort being enough to convey what you need. Must be done more comfortably. Torment and pleasure will be all that excitement lays on you. Enhancement to your sensitivity, and there in view under sensitivity the arc of your body so your prostate rubs against any beloved stimulation inside. The voluntary muscles you can use to clench pleasure yourself also might sometimes make you limp and loose when belt on, and hard and big when belt off. This pleasure is allowed. Because it aids the toss of pleasure that you're gonna give when you're ordered to give. Chaste, aching delight turns quickly to hard studship, and you have tight inside a little chip, a little button you can push, clenching your muscles the right way for you to use for pleasure and to link into this training so you can obey. You wouldn't come early, but you should feel pleasure, and that pleasure links those systems together. That button inside and any other pleasure button that you might be hiding gets networked and used to make belt on feel like it's really pacifying, using pleasure other than the one that makes you hard, other than might push you over to keep everywhere else under control. So the best way to experience what serving and pleasure are like is to let yourself roll into pleasured delight. Feel only the blank awareness you are rigid enough to distract and direct your hardened shaft, belt off in hand. You start to get it ready, so that means when your belt is off, you start jerking. Your beloved can command. Nerves don't simply light up. You feel pressure, warmth, and all that dreamy stuff you associate with deeper and deeper down. Night-night pet in trance. Trips a little lever in your mind, telling you you're allowed. To get so hot, so desired. We visualize the situation together as you build your pleasure higher. Belt is off, you know you have to serve soon. You want to do it too, you want to stretch and fill. Feel that squirting that will be your reward, building up after long waiting. Your body rigidly wanton, you feel your lover's hand, desire and demand in the puppetry of pleasure, the yes, yes, yes of you, at rest, waiting. Your lover feeling the pleasure of seeing you. Masturbating wantonly because the belt came off, and that means you know you can be of service, know it's time to thrust and use that lack of sensation from before, replaced by the opposite, your erection in use in your hand, rigid as can be, deployed as planned. Your cock is little more than a toy for your lover's temptation, manipulation, direction, utilization. Sure, you feel good because you're giving pleasure in your head. This is really still that second set of nerves. Did the first ones ever do anything you needed at all? And if you were told to put it back on, you would, but right now you're just jolting and juddering, bringing your erection from tip to balls into pure, rutting, mating need. So great a need in the palm of your hand, exceeding the size of the palm of your own hand, you feel connected to all the commands to hold back. You don't wait for direction, you stimulate. The moment the belt's off, it's important to be erect, ready to give the perfect service that you can. Your lover will feel great on your hardened hotness, filled on demand. Your lover will feel good, so you feel good. Pleasure you experience is just what you should feel when you're being conditioned and trained, given an instruction that remains in your deep, tranced mind to return later the undeniable bliss you've been so long denied. When your beloved asks for their favorite toy, that's like saying belt off and deploy the cock. It's your favorite toy, big and thick, big and hot. Your lover has you encircled in a warm, wet embrace. You face up to it with your cock unlocked, thick and slick and sticking, pushing deep, better than sex. Service can be better than sex. I know it, you know it, or maybe you don't know it yet, but service is good. Spinning the story around your mind to put you in that bind as you visualize being in an available favorite toy. A beloved's whim, yours to satisfy. Now, of course, there are other ways you can serve, just like when you offer up your body anyway. But this way of serving so openly puts your good training on display. It's satisfying, built into what you're doing, delivering pleasure. Satisfying your exploration of how superior and subordinate can play around the same theme but still turn you loose. Set you out with hardened cock, exposed a favorite toy, an adored erection. Desire to acknowledge your erection's perfection in the eyes of your lover through belt off, my favorite toy. A touch that awakens it, ooh. Deploy the hardened, hot, throbbing cock at the behest of your lover and part of you. They integrate so easily, these little commands from me, because they're just about what's thought about your cock. Should you be under lock and key, be it physically or mentally, limp and not doing anything, or should you be big and the only thing anyone is thinking about, grinding, driving, forward, mindless, face first. Your lover's ass on your face, your lover holding, chaste bound. Subservience from your firmness then. Kneel and stimulate using your mouth. Serve your beloved that's in and out, facing toward you, serving between your partner's legs. That's where you've been, where you belong. Stare at that ass, watch your mind. Go dripping past. Belt on means small, belt off means you're unrestrained. Unbound, erect, stud now, bound up in the simple act of worshipping. Indeed, all these things for me, little trips and triggers we've put in your mind are rules you wanted to impose. A way to bind yourself to your lover's intent, so when it's intense, you follow the order. Being unclicked, unlocked from your belt and allowed to have a big hard cock to use right in that moment to be studded or something else. Feel yourself on the pleasure train, building what's important to explore again. Explorations of yourself through subordination of your urges. Because by coming to your pleasure second or none at all, you ultimately surge with pleasurable need. That's what it is to serve. To feel that second set of nerves that carry pleasure just as potent as the original. Indeed, the look on your lover's face. When you serve your beloved, when you're a wanton thing in hypnospace, that's where the next lesson comes in. The satisfaction given then helps you giving in. Helps to help you give on in. lovers standing imperiously before you, and you then begin. Service delicate and precise. Your eyes move down, your tongue extends, you kneel, you're given a command, a choice. Your lover's eyes command you. Maybe you're on your bed and you're being sat on, too. Or standing and feeling yourself manipulated, just wanting to touch a hard cock, wanting to see it masturbated is more than reason enough. For your erection, a favorite toy to be on display, helps you feel even more pent up if you're not allowed to play to conclusion. And isn't that a lovely benefit? Whether the belt is on or off, pleasure and climax is secondary to it. The favorite toy doesn't sound like something that comes unless it's ordered to, hun, so you kneel and serve. Get what you deserve while it sticks up diagonally, pointing up at your beloved. Blank-faced mind responds to programming thoughts. Kneel and serve means you lick and serve, whichever you're told. However, you're caught in the pleasure. You got the order. You're serving ever better. All too pleased to safely, constantly apply pleasure and give it and receive it too. Belt on or belt off, there are multiple ways of getting pleasure in you. Feeling, needing, your absolute and only thought, well caught, kneel and serve. It's what you deserve, head to toe. You kneel and serve. Remember, when your belt is on, all you deserve to do is serve with your body. While you feel emptied of anything, any tightness, you'd never want to lose these little lessons for you and me, well engraved what it means, and it's so natural. And naturally, you want to be a favorite toy, a well-behaved favorite toy, there to deploy that firm, huge erection by stroking the moment you're told your belt is off. Unavoidable absolute, that's how you're caught when you get the order. You do what you're ordered. And it feels so, so good. Constant, endless service, just like desire should be. Subordinated, you see. Loved, given an order, given a command. Serving is better than sex. Happy to follow the demand to be as big as you need or something else. Take all the tools of surrender off the shelf, whether you're kneeling with your belt on or filling and thrusting with it off in a mad dash to be a favorite toy caught in the memory of how you feel when you pump, pump, stroke, reveal, drooling need and desire dripping out of you, needing and then feeling your way through. You end up back here with joy and pleasure. Wonder when you'll be back? Well, if you're ever back, it's up to your beloved's command to a mind, subconscious, unconscious, gone through. That's the important part, moving through you. Every time your lover says one of those things that's in you, the phrases that you think to, belt on, belt off, favorite toy. Simple ideas to deploy different states of being, different modes and means. Stimulation is all it seems. You get what you get at a given moment. Commanded because the disposition toward your erection, toward your chastity, isn't up to me. It's a beloved's commanded perfection of comfort in being filled, pinned with pleasure to fill your beloved with the biggest belt off cock you can. And then you're a toy. And a little more than that later, especially the feeling of kneeling, giving pleasure in ways that only mouths and your firmness and your hands can, subordinated. Pleasure is the plan. Lick, serve, obey. Pleasure is the plan, and it's not yours, okay?